This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Friday. Yes, it is. 15th of November, 50 for the high today. My name is Moose, and that is Breezy.
Good morning.
What's up, girl? I'll pay for your food, but not your booze. This is a hot button for a lot of people, I would imagine. And take a listen to the message we got from a guy named Larry, who lives right here in the city. Posted something similar to his Facebook, and it got a huge response. And I reached out and I said, hey, would you mind sending me a message in more detail about your situation? And he said, sure. And he says, I'm an alcoholic, and when I quit drinking 6 years ago, vowed to never spend another dime on it. Well, we were at a bar last weekend watching the Bills and Colts game, and I had to pay for everyone's food, which I agreed to do because we take turns. But I did not pay for their drinks. And now the two people in my group who have become close friends of mine have been calling me cheap. And I won't lie, it pissed me off. Mm-hmm. Is it strange or acceptable that I won't spend money on alcohol, whether it's for me or not, after being sober for so long?
Interesting.
585-252-9800. Give us a call or shoot us a text. Can you really consider someone cheap for not wanting to spend a dime on a drink? Even if it is for someone else, because they are sober. And in Larry's case, this guy quit drinking 6 years ago, which, good on him, man. And 6 years is a long time. That's a struggle for some people to stay sober that long.
Yeah, and congrats. I mean, listen, I can see both sides. If this is a round robin situation and they pay, Johnny pays this Sunday, Mike pays this Sunday, blah, 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 blah. And they're all covering all bases when it comes to drinks.
Yeah.
I can see where they'd be like, okay, I wasn't planning on spending money today because you said this. You know what I mean? This was the unwritten agreement. But at the same time, I understand. And you need to like make exceptions to the rules. I'm talking his friends that like, hey, this isn't a situation he feels super comfortable with. So let's just cover our own drinks.
It's like, yeah, you're cheap. And I was like,
that's like kind of insensitive though to say, don't you think? Like, I don't know. I always take issue with people who, and listen, everyone's recovery journey is different, but like, if someone who is sober and doesn't drink tells other people they can't drink, it's like,
no, I don't. I mean, listen, I know a couple of friends who
don't know about all that.
Recovering alcoholics, and they would never do that.
Right. But there are some people that do. I'm not saying that this is the case for this guy, but I don't know. This is a tough one because I can definitely see both sides. I'm more erring to the side of him, in support of him, because this is, if it goes against your moral core values, then yeah, I probably wouldn't do something like that either. if somebody asks me to spend money on something that I simply don't agree with, I'm not spending money on it, period. That's my money. I'm just not doing it. I know myself well enough to know that.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the in-between on this one because I don't expect somebody to spend money on something that was practically killing them, you know? But like you said, you guys have been doing this for quite some time. You know the drill. You all go out one time, Jane gets it. The other time, Frank will pick up the bill. Now it was your turn. And you're always going to be tempted. There's always going to be temptation no matter what. You're hanging out in a bar, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, why not just be able to throw a couple more bucks at the bill for whatever they paid for?
Because this is a solid boundary that he has set, and he's not willing to go back on that for himself or for anybody around him. He's like, drink all you want. I'm not paying for it, though. I totally get it. This person says, Larry, you're not cheap. As an addict myself, a recovering addict at that, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. That's from Alicia. This person says, not cheap at all. Stick to it. Congratulations on keeping to yourself. This person says, I'm not calling anyone cheap. If they're paying for my stuff, I would say thank you and keep it pushing. This person says, this guy should not be paying for their drinks. Everyone else should understand that this guy's sober. He needs to get friends who support his sobriety. And lastly, I 100% agree with this guy. They should support his sobriety. And that's not being cheap. Good for him for sticking to his boundaries. So everyone kind of echoing the side that I was pushing myself towards.
Let's get over to, we have a bartender weighing in right now by the name of Matt, who says, I can confirm that I've seen situations like this. And I don't know why friends would ever have a problem with something like this. If your friend is sober and doesn't want to spend a dime on alcohol, he shouldn't have to. This person, sup, Moose and Breezy. So I am 100% sober, always have been. And even when I was a child, I just never paid attention to the glass of red wine my mom would have with dinner every night. And now that I'm older, I've realized that I either lose friends or don't have many left because I don't drink. Mm. It's so odd, but if this guy is in recovery, then shame on his friends. And it's sad that they would make him feel bad about spending money, like Moose said, on the very thing that was ruining his entire life. Get new friends. Okay.
Yeah.
This is all very one-sided, clearly. Who else is here? If you guys are just tuning in, this Facebook post that Larry, a guy that lives right here in the city, put on Facebook yesterday, got a huge response. I reached out to him. I said, do you mind sharing your story in more detail? And he's been in recovery for, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
They were at a bar watching Bill's Colts game last weekend. He paid for everyone's food, but refused to pay for their drinks because they all take turns paying. And some of his friends are calling him cheap for not picking up the drinks, even though he's in recovery. He vowed to himself to never spend another dime on alcohol. We got a listener here. Lisa says, it kind of sounds like he was trying to get out of paying because my brother is sober. And the thing is, he realizes you will never be able to get away from temptation. You're surrounded by it all day, every day. So him buying his friends a couple of drinks doesn't mean he's going to start drinking again all of a sudden. That's just my opinion.
But, like, there's a difference between temptation and just, like, not wanting to do something. Because, obviously, temptation is not an issue. He's at a bar. They go to a bar, it sounds like, every Sunday.
He can handle it. Yeah.
It's just the whole idea of, like, this very thing almost killed me and took my life. I'm not going to put any more money into this empire that is the alcohol industry. This person says, maybe buying a drink for somebody else is a trigger for him, and he's trying to avoid and prevent himself from drinking. But if he doesn't want to say that to people, he doesn't have to. This person says, I'm recently sober, and you wouldn't believe the friends, in quotes, that bounced. Not real friends. My circle is so much happier now.
It's crazy to me, and I've realized this over the years. There's, and even in relationships, I've seen this. People want a drinking partner. They want to be able to go out and just get just completely plastered. And they feel left out if somebody's not going to join in and do that with them.
Yeah.
I've seen couples do this. And it became really toxic. But you will lose friends, 100%. I've seen it.
See, Yeah.
You're not going to drink? You're not drinking? And people don't like it. And I've always found it bizarre because you don't have to. Do what you want to do.
Right.
But there are people that don't accept it.
My girlfriend and I are not heavy drinkers. I just, for so many reasons, I really can't get into all of them. But like, this was a situation we found ourselves in on the 4th of July. We were on the boat and I had a friend on. It was 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was like bullying my girlfriend into drinking. She's like, why aren't you drinking? What? And my girlfriend's like, it's 10:30. Like, why are you drinking? You know what I mean? And it's just because if you're doing something that you feel insecure about or self-conscious about, you want everyone to join in because you don't want to be alone in doing so.
Well,
so
that's
you feel
what I'm
less bad about yourself.
And, you know, I don't think it's bad to start drinking early. You know what they say. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, you know.
Right.
Thank you guys for the text. I just found this post very interesting.
It definitely is a conversation starter. It definitely asks some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a right answer, but based on the opinions that we've gotten from our friends, seems like everyone's Team Larry, honestly.
And there you have it. Larry, thank you so much for your original message. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Our friends at Lollipop Farm are looking for someone to adopt an 11-year-old dog who's been without a family for quite some time now. Their name is Diamond, a mixed breed, and they get stressed out by other dogs, but she's currently staying in a different part of the building of Lollipop Farm because there's not a lot of foot traffic, and they want people to see this diamond in the rough.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a lot of fun to have her around, and she likes cuddles. She's house trained, which is huge.
What kind of dog is it?
She's like a mixed breed, so I can't really describe what she is. You see her
That's a cute dog.
Yeah, she's a little, she's probably like, I don't know, she's not huge. She's probably like 40 pounds. And she's house trained. She lived peacefully with a newborn and a school-aged child for quite some time. She loves walks. So my mission this weekend is for someone to hear this and adopt her over the weekend.
Yeah.
She doesn't have much time left to have a family.
How old is she?
She's 11.
Let's make those.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diamond home.
Let's make those last couple of years.
Let's get Diamond a home. She's a cutie. She kind of looks like a pit bull a little bit. She's probably a pit bull mix, but she's so cute. Guys,
anyone looking
go
for
check her out on the website at Lollipop.
A diamond in the rough.
Yeah, she's cutie. So please, if you're out in Egypt this weekend, stop by Lollipop. Give her a look. Oh, my girlfriend's texting me. We're adopting her.
You wouldn't get a dog, would you?
I mean, we already have one, so.
Egypt, New York is like where? 20 minutes from here?
It's like in between like Parrington, Farmington. Egypt is where Lollipop Farm is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like a town over from Fairport.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. Somebody please go adopt Diamond. For the love of
ASAP.
God, she needs a home.
ASAP.
Coming up on the show, you guys want to talk about crippling anxiety? Well, just ask our girl Breezy what that feels like.
Guys, it's too much. There's a wave of emotions happening right now that I feel like nobody talks about when you move or you're moving. Because, like, you're so excited, but you're also sad. And you can't really sort through all of those emotions.
48 hours ago, you were on cloud nine because everything was in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I sublet my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody coming over today to purchase most of your items.
Yep.
And you're so happy. And then all of a sudden, last night, you're just, the anxiety kicks in.
I know.
And you're like, it's actually happening. And mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you have dealt with this. How did you handle it?
Yeah.
Because it's a very real thing. And I felt like this when I was moving home back to Rochester.
Right.
I was all gung-ho, and then I was like, on the way back, I'm like, oh no, it's
like,
this is actually happening.
You
want to make sure the big move and the life changes that you're going through are the right decisions.
Right.
But there's no way to really know. We'll talk about all that coming up next on the show. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Making a huge life change is always exciting and refreshing, but nobody ever tells you about the waves of doubt and anxiety that come with it.
Yeah.
If anybody knows crippling anxiety, it's our beautiful girl, Breezy.
Right? No, literally, I don't know what it is. I hate change.
Yeah.
I hate change. I know change is a part of life. I know it's a beautiful thing, but I'm getting all geared up for this move. Well, actually, 1 week or 1 month from today, excuse me.
Four weeks from today, yeah.
Is when the keys are going to be exchanged with the new sublet who's going to be taking over my apartment. And, you know, I was very excited when I was talking about it on Tuesday about how I had all these offers and how so many people were coming by and messaging me. And, you know, the anxiety of actually finding a sublet has worn off because that's all locked and loaded, good to go. And now people want to come and take all my stuff.
Oh, you want to sell all your stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that, well, how old is the kid that is subletting your place? Like 25?
He's 24 years old.
Breezy goes, I have these two beautiful TVs. They're already mounted and hanging up. Do you want to just buy them from me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but are they 4K?
I'm like, I don't know.
No, they're not.
I'm like, they're Roku smart TVs. They're TCLs. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, I'd leave them too.
I honestly, I love a TCL. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the kid that's renting my place is a 24-year-old kid just starting his, you know, adult life. First apartment on his own. He's lived with roommates and stuff. And I think why I'm like so emotional about it.
Oh, I see what this is about.
No, I think why I'm honestly like so emotional about it is because exactly 3 years ago from the day we're actually exchanging keys is when I moved into my first apartment in that building. And honestly, like when I moved, I know we didn't really know each other back then, but when I moved into that apartment, I was going through a really, really hard time. I just had gotten out of a really not so great relationship that I was living with the person. I thought I was going to have to move home. And this apartment just like fell into my lap. Like the gates of heaven opened up. Like it was all meant to be, you know what I mean? And I spent 3 years in this building, you know, 1 year in the apartment that I originally moved into and then 2 years in the apartment that I'm in now. And I just learned so much about myself in this time period. And it was such a growing experience that I am so blessed and lucky to have lived on my own because not a lot of people can say that. And I'm going to miss this space because there's so many memories tied to it with not only myself and finding myself and who I am and who I want to be, but with other people and first. And it's just, I'm really going to miss the space. And I never in my life thought that I could be so connected to somewhere, like a physical space. But I feel that way about this apartment and this building.
It's very touching.
Yeah.
But change is going to take place whether you like it or not. And you felt the exact same way about when we left our old studio to move into where we are now.
I know.
There was a lot of memories that took place in that space. But at the end of the day, the change is good.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. And you got to make room for it. Think about all the sex you're going to have in your new apartment with your girlfriend, with her brother next door.
Oh, my God. That's like a weird, weird turn.
I'm just saying, Breeze, like, you, it's the inevitable. Change is going to happen. And it's sentimental. Yeah. I've been in, like, listen, my old apartment in L.A., it was very tough to leave because I was in that building for 13 years, but I was in my space. I lived upstairs and then moved downstairs.
Same.
I was in that for 6 years. That was very, very hard to let go because of all the memories and the things that took place there that I was so attached to.
I mean, yeah, you just let it go last month. Okay, yeah. Just physically let it go last month.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to do. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But this is a good thing. Trust me. And I'm sure your girlfriend who listens to the show every single morning has got to love the fact that every day you've brought up how much anxiety this move
literally
is
last
giving
night,
you.
I was like laying in, we were laying in bed and I was like, it just doesn't feel like home. She's like, I'm sleeping. So
she's got to absolutely love it.
I'm sleeping. No, I just, you know, someone's coming tomorrow to get a lot of my belongings.
You know what
and
else?
That's going to be really
tough
hard.
To what? Listen, I hate admitting this, but I'm going to admit it.
Okay.
My Honda Civic, not the one I have now, my Honda Civic that I had for 13 years, when I was out in California, I had to let it go. And I sold it to a guy so I can buy my new car. And I cried. When it drove off into the sunset, I actually literally shed tears because
I'm gonna
cry. That's how emotionally attached I was to that vehicle that I had for so long. And it's okay. Sometimes when you have something for so long that you're so attached to, it's hard to let it go. But they're just things, you know? You're going to be fine.
I know, but like,
and you know what else?
I'll share what? What else?
The other thing, you know what else I think this is about? I think this is about you wanting to be younger.
I know. Let's get to the root of it, right? Like, that is really true, and my life is passing me by, and I moved into that space when I was 26, and now I'm 30, and it's like, okay. I'll share a quick story. Yesterday, I got a text from one of my dear, dear friends, and she just texted me randomly. I was like, hey, so random, but are you home?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm home. And she's like, I'm down the street right next door having lunch alone. Pop by. I'm like, that's never going to happen again. It's literally never going to happen
you
again.
You're right on Park Ave, and I get that. It's very convenient. But you're up the street from the cannery now in Fairport. You're going to be able to do that.
Not me going bankrupt. Yeah, I know.
How does your... We know where you stand with this move, but your girlfriend, because... this is a big deal. It's taking place 4 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. How has she been handling this situation with giving up her space? Because you've already been going over there and doing a lot of decorating and investing time and money into this space. But how has she been digesting all
this? She's genuinely been nothing but supportive. Like, all of my breakdowns, I'm like, none of my stuff's going to fit in here. Like, we shouldn't do this. She's like, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make room. You can take some of my drawers. You can, like, you know what I mean? She's been an absolute angel, which she is. So I'm lucky to have her. Because if I was with someone who was like, well, then just don't do it. Then just don't come. Like, I would be really off
sure.
by that. But she's been great. And
how many live, laugh, love signs does she have around the apartment?
None yet, but they're coming.
Don't get them. Are you going to get them? You're going to get them, aren't you?
I don't know. I have to go to Hobby Lobby.
I'm happy for you.
But I have to wear a disguise.
I'm excited for this move for you. Just think of all the content.
Yeah, I'm excited, but I definitely, this next month is going to be a hard month for me to digest and get rid of my things and purge and sell. And oh gosh, it's going to be something. But yeah, there will be a time where I'm in that apartment alone, blatting like a baby. So wait
Which one? What do you?
The one I'm getting rid of. I'm definitely gonna cry.
No, of course you will. And
probably
I know
every
it.
Day until
it
the
will.
15th.
It will be on your story on Instagram.
100%.
You'll set up a ring cam. So, God. Do you need me to come over with a boom mic?
Danger's gonna be like, please take this off the 90 Pics by Instagram. It's actually not relevant at all. Like, I'm clapping it. So.
Hey, listen, best of luck.
Thank you.
And if you ever need a shoulder to cry on or somebody to talk to, you know you can always call your mom. You know that.
Right. Yeah. She's been answering a lot of calls from me recently. I'm shocked she hasn't blocked my number yet.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.